Howdy, folks. You know, this is the only country on earth where a man can drive up to the courthouse in his own limousine to collect his unemployment compensation. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for a delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Well, you can stop the music now, boys. Just let it sort of fade away and get lost so I can entertain the folks with a news bulletin here. Much obliged there. The scientists have discovered that there's no chlorophyll on the planet Mars. Imagine that. When you stop to think of all the things that Mars hasn't got, well, you kind of wonder. Now, take income taxes, for example. There's absolutely no income taxes on Mars. That's because nobody on Mars has any income. And the reason nobody on Mars has any income is because there's nobody on Mars. Oh, well, there used to be people on Mars, but according to these science fiction magazines I've been reading, they've all left. They've come down here to our planet. I never met one here, you understand, but I've read about them. I think they must be writing all of our new songs here nowadays. I don't know. Right now, I'd rather listen to one of the old ones by Paula Richards, Get Happy.
Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's oh so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all those cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's oh so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
Well, you heard what she said, get happy. That's just another way of saying get double mint chewing gum. Because that's what double mint is. It's happy chewing. If I was as much of a poet as my Uncle Delbert, I'd probably call double mint a stick of sunshine. Because, you know, it fills your mouth with taste sunshine, sweetens your breath, makes your mouth feel fresh and cool tasting. So there's good reason why you never see a sad face chewing double mint gum. And as far as I'm concerned, that's much more important information than finding out there's no chlorophyll on Mars. I've got another news bulletin to set you agog. It's, according to this news item, instead of the teenagers now saying, see you later, alligator, they're now saying, I'll see you about, trout. I guess there wasn't much real news the day that item appeared. I could make up some sayings, though, that these help caps haven't even thought of yet. Things like, I've got to be tearing, herring, see? And, or see what I mean, sardine. the boys in the Halloran Quartet, they're so confused here, they've decided to give up the English language altogether. And they're going to try something in Spanish. Cinco Robles. Well, they say it's Spanish, you know, it's all Greek to me, I'll tell you.
Okay. cinco cerros, my sweetheart. Five oaks and five hills away. Cinco robles, cinco cerros, my lover. Five hills to travel. One hill I'll think of your laughter, one hill your courage in pain, one for your kindness, and one for your smile, and the last hill to hold you again. Cinco cerros, my darling, my darling. Five hills and five oaks apart. Cinco robles, cinco cerros, I'll count them as each brings me
foreign singing there reminds me of all the interviews they've been having on the radio lately with the foreign diplomats. These diplomats, they can talk longer and say less than anybody I ever heard before. You know how the interviews go. The announcer says, Mr. Ambassador, Your Excellency, what is your government plan to do about daylight saving time? Now, this sounds like a fair, simple question. But the diplomat replies, you ask me what we plan to do about daylight saving time. In the first place, much depends on what you mean by the word do. You see, that's known as diplomacy there. Of course, down in Winston County, we call it beating around the bush. My pa always used to tell me, he said, always think twice before you say anything, but a diplomat always thinks twice before he says nothing. But it's time here for more serious things. Yes, sir, it's time for the Buttram Bonus. And today I've got one on a serious problem. How to live with your husband and like him. Now, most women make the mistake of raving about Liberace or Perry Como or somebody that they hear on the radio once a week. And, of course, if you only had to put up with your husband for 30 minutes once a week, you might think that he is kind of special, too. And when you get tired of somebody on the radio, you can shut him off, which can't be done with a husband, no matter how many times you've heard his jokes before. But you've got to look at this thing like a philosopher. I mean, Perry Como probably comes home and tells his wife about the tough, hard day he's had at the studio and how his feet hurt him and all that, too. The way to get the most out of your husband is don't tell him about your troubles when he comes home. Chances are he wouldn't really listen to him anyway. But when he comes in, give him a big kiss and say, you poor dear, you look all in. Tell me all about it. And then sit back and relax while he lies or talks, while he talks about it. Now let him be the one that gets worn out from talking, you see. And hey, here's a great idea. Pay him some compliments on how nice his clothes look. Get him to thinking he's a regular Beau Brummel. And when he gets to believe in it, well, he'll ask you to go out with him and where somebody else can admire him, you see. And then you tell him that you'd be ashamed to go out with him because you look so tacky compared to him. Well, Before he realizes what's happened to him, he'll tell you to get some new clothes and put yourself in his class. Now, you just follow these hints, and if you do, learning to live with your husband and liking him won't be any harder than learning to like persimmons. And you know how everybody hates persimmons. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today. Oh, no. Say, ladies, I almost forgot one important item. Always have some double mint gum handy around the house, you see. And give hubby a stick after every meal. Because I'll tell you, chewing double mint is a fine aid to digestion. And a husband with indigestion is no prize at all, believe me. Come to think of it, you better chew double mint after every meal, too. Not just because it's good for you, but because you'll enjoy it. Here's something else I think you'll enjoy. Paula Richards and Bill Kennedy of the Halloran Quartet singing a fine romance.
A fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend, this is.
We should be like a couple of mashed potatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's hot potatoes.
A fine romance, you won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't wrestle.
I might as well play bridge with my old maid aunt. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance.
A fine romance, my good fellow. You take romance, well, I'll take jello.
True love should have the thrills that a healthy crime has. We don't have half the thrills that the march of time has.
A fine romance with no clinches. A fine romance with no pinches.
You're just as hard to land as the Ile de France. I haven't got a chance, or have I, darling? Let's make it a fine romance.
Well, that was mighty nice singing there, wasn't it? The tune is nice. I couldn't hear the words, but I suppose it's fine. I swear, that old clock seems to move faster every day, you know. Before I leave, though, I want to remind you to buy Double Mint Chewing Gum today. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. That's Double Mint Chewing Gum. Well, we'll be back tomorrow, and till then, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that you can always have the last word by saying, yes, dear. Goodbye now. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.